We got a special guest. I'm glad we were able to find a time that worked for him. And we mentioned this on Monday. Now, one of my part-time gigs is working with the Neighborhood Sports Network. It's a streaming service out of the Twin Cities. And I mentioned this before, I'm a big town ball guy, big amateur baseball guy. And on Sunday night, I did a game for the Neighborhood Sports Network that is in the history books as the longest game ever in the state amateur baseball tournament. 5 hours, 36 minutes. It was a dandy. Loretto beating, Bird Island beating Loretto by the score of 3-2. And one of the guys that participated in the game, and maybe the longest game he's ever been in, former Minnesota Twin and a member of the Loretto Larks, Corey Koski. And Corey, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, Corey, I got to ask you right off the bat, in your career playing baseball at any level, have you ever been involved in a game that lasted that long?
I can't remember. I have no idea. No, I don't think so. I don't think 22 innings. I think maybe we won 14, 15 maybe, but I don't think we've ever done anything that long.
No, Corey, let's get to your backstory when it comes to Loretto. First of all, if you had to tell people on a map exactly where Loretto is located, what would you tell them?
I'd say it's probably 45 minutes west of Minneapolis.
And how long have you been a member of their amateur baseball team?
This is my second year.
Second year. And I'm assuming what got you involved was playing with your sons. Talk about that, because I know, is it that you have four sons and three of them are on the team, correct?
Yeah. So my oldest, Bradley, after he was done high school, he went and played a little college baseball at St. John's. And pretty much his senior year is when he kind of started playing for the Larks, because his head coach at the time, Ken Cook, also played the Larks. So I think Ken got him with the idea of playing baseball this summer with the Larks. So Bradley's been playing probably, five years with the Larks.
Okay. And then your other two sons, have they joined recently then?
Yeah, so Joshua played for the first time last year. He graduated last year, so he played for the first time in the summer last year. And then Caleb, my sophomore, he started playing this year too.
Corey Koski with us here on Kaint Radio, talking about a historic game in Dundas on Sunday night, part of the state amateur baseball tournament. And I'm assuming last year, did someone have to twist your arm or talk you into joining amateur baseball? Because I'm assuming it's the first ball that maybe you played since you retired from the big leagues.
Yeah, absolutely. So Bradley's been on me for a couple of years to play with him. And it just never, I was okay watching. I didn't want to play. There's a couple things. Number one, because I watch the games and there's fans watching, I didn't want to embarrass myself because it's competitive. It's competitive baseball, and I haven't picked up a bat in at that time 17 years, and so you still have the competitive juices, and you still want to be able to compete and do well. And I just didn't want to go out there and embarrass myself.
Well, you definitely have not embarrassed yourself. You had a home run that night. And, as a broadcaster, that was kind of cool for me to call you a Corey Koski home run. We do have to mention in that game that for a Bird Island, they had a drafty. His last name was Kingery, and his dad used to be in the big leagues too. Is that correct?
Yeah, Mike. He was a little bit before my time.
Okay.
But he played... He had a pretty long, if I can remember, I think he played like 9 years in the big leagues, and he bounced around a couple organizations. And I'm almost positive he was an outfielder.
Okay.
So he was a pretty good player there, and his son threw the ball really well. I know that the Phillies had a scout there at that game, and I was talking to him a little bit about Josh, and they said they'd like him, offensively, because I guess he's a really good offensive player. And so, obviously he has a good arm and he throws the ball well and he threw it quite the game.
So there was a scout from the Phillies. Did he stay for the whole 5 hours and 26
no,
minutes?
No, no, no.
He didn't hang around to check out the ending. No.
Yeah.
Now, Corey, you have one more son, correct? How old is he?
He's 12.
He's 12. So are you planning on staying around and playing amateur baseball until he can play as well?
Hopefully.
Okay, is that the plan?
Yeah, hopefully I can get 4 or 5 more years doing this. And hopefully my oldest, and they all stay with it, because I think it would be really cool to play, have all 5 of us in the lineup.
Oh, that would be very, very cool. Corey Koski, former Twin, with us here on Kate Radio. And, Corey, I do have to mention from your game, and one thing that I love about amateur baseball, again, you talked about having one of your sons in high school, he's playing. You're 49 years old. You guys had a draftee from, I think it was at Buffalo, that's like 36, yep. And he was lights out for 8 innings in that game. And I'm assuming that's part of the reason you like a Tom Ball too, because I just love that there's so many stories, again, high school kids to players that could be playing over 50 baseball, playing against each other. I think it's great.
Yeah, it is. And, I think the average, because I talked to those guys, I talked to the outfielder from Bird Island a little bit kind of during the game. And, I asked him, like, hey, you guys look young. How old are you guys? He said their average age, I think he said it was anywhere between 26 and 31-ish.
Okay.
And so that's where you see a majority of the guys that play amateur baseball. It's kind of in that. And then you get kind of guys who still compete as they get older. But, our guy, at 36, he looks like he's 26.
Yep.
He's in great shape, takes great care of himself, and threw the ball phenomenal. But that's kind of stretching it a little bit. There's a couple other guys I think that might be, pushing 40, but usually the game is played with a lot of guys kind of a lot younger, between that 28 and 32 age.
Now, Corey, I'm assuming with the Loretto team, it's a pretty young team. You probably kind of throw off the average a little bit, being 49. You probably bring it up.
Yeah, just a little bit. But we have a couple older guys. Kent's got to be, he's got to be 32, 33 around there. And then we have, I'm just trying to think of some of the guys, on our team, their ages. I think, that's not one thing we talk about. I know we got a few college kids that are playing. And Ty and Nate got to be somewhere around. Somewhere around the 30 to 31-ish area, too.
Okay. Corey Koski, former Major League Baseball player and a member of the Loretto Larks state amateur baseball game on Sunday night that set a record for 21 innings in a loss against Bird Island. 5 hours, 20-plus minutes. I think it was 48 strikeouts, 600-plus pitches were thrown. And I got to ask, from a player and a team perspective, I mean, it's tough to lose that kind of game. I'm assuming everybody was drained, not just physically, but mentally by the time that one was over.
Yeah, that was – it's a little different at town ball, because there is so many ups. And, when you play – if you're playing in the big leagues, or, when you're playing in front of 30-some thousand people, there's – the intensity does crank up a little bit, at least – kind of come from the offensive side.
Yep.
You see a lot more emotion in the dugouts when there's not success. But still, 21 innings is 21 innings, and there was a long time to play a game.
No, absolutely.
Especially when we had multiple opportunities. I remember Joshua had my second oldest had an opportunity with bases loaded and 2 outs, and he took a swing, probably his best swing of the evening, and barreled that thing and hit it straight up, and that ball would have been 380 feet.
Yeah,
it's a great swing. And there's a lot of guys who took this, a lot of great swings that they just missed. I know personally, I had probably 6 swings that I fouled it straight back that I had good swings on. And so there's just a lot of just misses.
I'll say, I saw you put on Twitter that you had just missed a few in extra innings that could have put your team on top. Again, Corey Koski with us here on Kate Radio. And, Corey, I got to ask you now, with the second year of being in town ball and getting back in the baseball, obviously you enjoy playing with your sons. Is it nice to be around the ballpark and just kind of touring the state of Minnesota playing amateur baseball? Because, again, you have so many fans out there, so many people that followed your major league career, especially here with the Minnesota Twins, and you are definitely a loved player with the Minnesota Twins. Is it just cool to be able to get back out there and see so many people? Because I'm assuming you're approached many times after a game, maybe for an autograph or a picture. Talk about that.
No, you know what, Minnesota, or, you know, Minnesota town baseball is probably one of the best kept secrets in the state. You know, I was for lunch today with one of the co-founders of Evereve. And I was just telling him about town ball, and, you know, he's lived here for, you know, a significant amount of time, and he's never heard of it.
Really?
And so, yeah, and I'm like, so this is something that's, it's actually, it's really cool. You go to these small little towns, and they got this beautiful ballpark that's beautifully manicured, and they take so much care in this field. It's something that's really iconic here in Minnesota. So I'm really enjoying kind of going to these different towns and playing baseball. And just being a part of, because really at the end of the day, this, you know, that's the fabric of America is the small towns. And, you know, we lose that, we lose America. And, you know, it's just, I just really enjoy just that whole experience, just playing in these small towns.
Absolutely. There's a lot of hidden gems out there. And a lot of these ballparks are volunteers that put in endless hours to keep them looking as sharp as they do. So I agree with you there 100%. Now, Corey, before I let you go, I do have to mention a real quick. Obviously, we know that you're from Manitoba, from Enola, Canada. I got to mention my wife, Nadine. She grew up in Selkirk, Manitoba, if you know where that is at all.
Yep.
So she's,
absolutely.
Yeah, she's always been a big fan. I got to ask you, growing up in the country of hockey, and there's not a lot of Canadians that come play or come play baseball, how did you get into baseball?
That's somewhat of a longer story, and I'll do my best to kind of condense it. So, very familiar with soccer, with Selkirk. I played junior hockey there, so I played junior hockey for 2 years with the Steelers.
Oh, okay. I know that team. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so when I was in high school, when I was in grade 11 and grade 12, I was playing junior hockey, and I had my aspirations to go and play college hockey. You know, hockey was my most loved sport, a sport I loved the most. Volleyball was my best sport, and baseball is what I played to connect the seasons.
Okay.
And so we had, you know, what you would consider, you know, town ball is literally what I grew up with in Canada. And so, you know, we had town ball. So there was senior level town ball, and then you would have it just going down the system a little bit. So you'd have 14, 15, 16, you know, or it would be peewee and kind of a bantam or a midget level town ball, then a junior level town ball, which you have like 21 and under. And so, and then you had the senior town ball, and so so we would play pretty much the same schedule as we did kind of growing up, where you play three games a week. There's no practices, and you just go out there and play.
Okay.
And so that would be, but on a lot shorter season. And so we had so that was kind of what I did to kind of connect my volleyball season and hockey season. But volleyball, I played summer volleyball, but, you know, so then that took priority over my baseball. And, you know, I was, after my second year in Selkirk, I was looking to play juniors. I got an offer from UMD because their goalie just signed, or sorry, after my first year, their goalie just signed with the Devils. And an assistant coach by the name of Glenn Cusack, I think was the name,
okay,
reached out and said, hey, you know what? We got an opportunity here. Do you want to play college hockey? We've been watching you. We've been looking at you. We think you'd be a great Bulldog. And I was like, absolutely. And I had a full ride offer to go down and play hockey in Duluth. Filled out all my paperwork that was required. I didn't fill out my SAT stuff. They called me like a week and a half later, because it's back in the day when they didn't have email or anything like that. Everything was done by mail. Grabbed they called me and said, hey, got your paperwork, thank you, but what did you get on the SAT? You didn't fill that out. And I was like, well, I never took any SATs. Like, what are you talking about? What's this SAT thing? And they're like, okay, that's an issue because you need an SAT score to get into a school. So they tried to get a waiver from the NCAA. That didn't go through, and they offered me to come down and go to school at their junior college and train with the team and then just join the team after Christmas.
Okay.
But I couldn't there was no scholarship money at the junior college. And so, you know, my dad at the time made $19,000 or $20,000 a year, and to go to school was $19,000 to $20,000. And so we just couldn't do that. So he said, then they're like, you know what, stay up there and then we'll come get you at Christmas. They came to a preseason tournament, didn't like the competition that we were playing. And he said, you know what, you can't make the transition quick enough to go down to. And so we're not interested anymore. So I played another year of junior hockey and thought I would get it because I got one offer. I thought I'd get other offers. Did not get it. And so I decided, you know what, I'm done with junior hockey. It's out of my blood. I'm going to go play volleyball because I had a full ride offer to play volleyball at the University of Manitoba. Went to the coach, decided to play volleyball, was kind of going through that summer. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, a coach from Boone, Iowa, started calling me in July, asked me to come down and play junior college at DMAC. And, you know, I said, no, appreciate it, thank you, but I'm going to go play volleyball. And he was like, volleyball? Only women play volleyball. There are no men play volleyball. I said, well, it's a little different here in Canada. Men actually do play volleyball. And, like, literally, he called me every day for the next 5 weeks and try to talk me into playing baseball at Boone. And I was like, finally, after like 5 weeks, I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna go try baseball. And he talked me into it, and I went down and decided it took went down took out a student loan at the Steinbeck Credit Union and went and paid for my school to go down to, and went to junior college in Boone, Iowa.
So that's how the baseball career began. That's an amazing story. Corey Koski with us here on Kate. So think about this, and I'm sure you've probably ran this through your mind many times. If you went to screwed up and you would have took the SAT, this could be a whole different story.
Absolutely.
God, that's
absolutely.
That's crazy. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, I ended up taking my SAT, but that wasn't until October because that's the next time you could write it. Yeah, and like you said, I thought I'd be able to get another offer. And what's crazy about the story is that year I had a pretty good year because I was a goalie, so we had a pretty good year. And we go into playoffs, and the goalie that was playing behind me, so my backup goalie got picked up by St. James Canadians because the St. James was hosting the Canada Junior Championships.
Okay.
And so they had a guarantee into the this Canada quote-unquote cup. And so my backup goalie was picked up by St. James because his dad and the head coach knew each other. And so the guy who played behind me literally got a full ride scholarship, got an opportunity to play at Colgate after, you know, he played one game in the junior championships, a non-metal game, and Colgate was there, and they're like, hey, come down to Colgate. And he went down to Colgate and played college hockey.
Things work out sometimes, right? They just work out.
Yes, they do. You know, with that Garth Brooks songs, sometimes God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
You know what? Your story is definitely that. There's no doubt about that. Because I'm sure you're praying and hoping to be a professional hockey player and have that career go off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My dream was to play for Team Canada in the Olympics. I always wanted to wear a Canadian jersey at hockey because that's what I grew up watching. I was as fascinated as Sean Burke. I was as fascinated in him as a goaltender. But I ended up getting to put on a Canada jersey as a baseball player.
That is so awesome. Corey Koski, again, joining us here on Kate Radio, telling us the story of how he got into baseball instead of hockey or volleyball. Just a fantastic story. And also talking about his team in amateur baseball, the Loretto Larks again. Longest amateur baseball game in the state of Minnesota in 99 years of the state tournament. I should say the longest state tournament game. A 21-inning loss to a Bird Island on Sunday night. Corey, I could talk with you for a long time. Thank you so much for making time for us this afternoon. And I appreciate you sharing the experience at the Amateur State Baseball Tournament and your experience, again, being a Canadian in Manitoba and ended up being a Major League Baseball player. Things turned out good. They turned out good for you.
It did. Thank you. And I appreciate the time. And, you know, it's exciting. You know, it's an exciting year next year, you know, with the centennial celebration for amateur baseball. And it's a cool, when I played Major League Baseball, the parks I enjoyed going to the most was Wrigley Field, Fenway Park, and Yankee Stadium, because the amount of history in those parks was really cool. And if you go to these town ball parks, you go to like Delano and you see the history behind Delano, that baseball park, it's really cool and interesting. So I hope more people can go and watch their local town ball games.
I agree with you 100%. Corey, thank you so much. Have a great Labor Day weekend, okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. You too.
Again, Corey Koski, former Minnesota Twin.